Welcome to the OU Daily and to Tehillim Physics Phone Call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 23rd day of the month of Iyar and on the 38th day of the Omer. I'd like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and as always, you can view them prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is at 5 p.m. today, Eastern Daylight Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Elisha Friedman, Mora D'Aster, of Kesher Israel Congregation in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Friedman reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130, and conclude with the Mishaveach Lecholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Friedman.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, and thank you to everyone for joining us. I wanted to take a few moments here to share some reflections on davening during this unusual and very difficult period that we're in. The verse in the Navi Yeshaya from the prophet Isaiah, he tells us, "Dirshu Hashem behimatzo, seek out Hashem when he is found. Kira'uhu behiyoso karov, call out to him when he is nearby, when he is close." So the Navi, the prophet, seems to describe some sort of situation when God is more accessible, when he's more available to us than ordinary times. And, of course, the question that all of us hearing this verse want to know is, when is this? How do we get to God when he's more accessible? Where do we find him when he's more, when he's closer to us? And certainly in this period that we're in, this very difficult coronavirus period, when God's presence seems so distant. We all want to know, how can we connect with him? How can we find God when he's closer to us? So this is not a new question by any stretch. Jews have been asking this question for generations. And the Talmud gives us a very famous answer and a meaningful answer. The Talmud says that the reference in the prophet Isaiah that to God being close to us is not a reference to a place, but it's actually a reference to a time period. It's talking about the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the 10 days of repentance, the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And that is a period of the year when God is closer to us. He's more easily found, which is a very meaningful idea. It will be relevant in a few months. But for right now, it's obviously not all that relevant to us. The rabbis have another approach in the Medrash. They say that it is a reference to a place. It's a reference to shul, to synagogue, that praying there is a place where God is more easily found. He's more accessible. And again, that's something that for many of us is not relevant right now when we can't get into our shuls. But there's a third explanation of this verse, of what it means that God is more easily found. And this one comes from Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz, one of the greatest rabbis of the modern period. He was the rabbi in Prague and then later in Germany. And there's a book of his collected sermons called the Yaros Devash. And here's a sermon in there. I don't know what the historical context of it was, but it certainly sounds like a time very similar to ours. He talks about there being a lot of suffering, a lot of difficulty in the world. And he says there that many people in this time of suffering think that their prayers are less powerful, less valuable than they are in ordinary times, because they can't focus as well. They're distracted by the crisis, by their suffering, and their prayers are said with less concentration, and therefore, he says that people think that their prayers are less worthy. And Rav Eibeshitz argues very forcefully against this. He says that this is absolutely not true, that in fact, it's precisely the opposite, that in a time of great difficulty, in a time of great suffering, he says, that's when our prayers can be the most powerful. That's when we have this awesome power of prayer. And he says that Judaism, our tradition, tells us that God is particularly close to people who are suffering. The verse in Tehillim in Psalms says, Karov Hashem Lenishberei Lev, that God is close to the brokenhearted. When we're broken, when we're in a difficult period, that's when God is exceedingly close to us. And the Navi Yeshaya, the prophet Isaiah, elsewhere, another verse, he tells us, Behold Tsarasam Lotar, that in all of our suffering, God is there with us. So God is very much with us when we are in a time of crisis. And it says, Rav Eibishitz, that that is what the verse we mentioned before, that's what it means. Dirshu Hashem behimatzo, seek out Hashem when he is found, means in a time of difficulty, when we feel like we're in crisis and that we're suffering and there's so much difficulty going on, that is precisely when Hashem is found. Kira'uhu b'yoso karov, call out to him when he is near to us. So that's precisely the time we're in when we are suffering and when there's so much difficulty in the world. That is when we're able to find God, when he's most accessible, when he's closest to us, when he's nearby, when he's available all the time. And that's when our prayers can have the most power, even if we say them without the proper concentration, even if we say them without the proper focus that we're used to in more normal, ordinary times. But our prayers these days have tremendous power to affect the world and to affect where we're headed. So I just wanted to share that idea with you, and I hope for all of us it will give us some inspiration to intensify our praying during this period. Many of us are very distracted. We have all sorts of things on our minds. Some of us have relatives who are ill or friends who are ill. Some of us are struggling with financial fallout. And even those of us who may have the less serious tension, but we may have kids running around the home when we're trying to daven. We might have cabin fever and be ready to leave already. We might just be missing our routine and shul. All of us have something on our mind as we try to daven. And we shouldn't come to believe that our davening is less valuable, but we should understand that these are very powerful moments, that this time period, when there is so much difficulty, a period when God is extra close to us and he's even more readily available to hear our prayers. And obviously our main prayers these days are for the situation at hand, for the coronavirus, for the ill, for those who are in harm's way, for all the economic difficulty going on. But in addition, we, each of us, have things that we wanted a month ago or 2 months ago, a year ago, 5 years ago. We have things that we needed outside of coronavirus, and it's worth remembering that these can be very, very powerful times of prayer. I'm going to say Tehillim. I'm going to say Kapitel Chaf, chapter 20. Lamnatzeach mizmor leDavid, Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadecha Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Ve'olascha Yidash Nosela Yitein Lecha Kilvavecha V'chol Atoscha Yimalei Niranin Avishuasecha U'Veshem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha Ato Yodati Ki Hoshia Adonai Meshicha Ya'anehu mishmei kodsho bigvuros yesha yimino. Ei lebarechev v'ei lebasusim v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Heima kar'u v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodod. Adonai hoshia hamelech yeinu b'yom kareinu. We're going to go to Kapitel Chav Zion, chapter 27. LeDavid Adonai Ori V'Ishi Mimi Ira Adonai Me'oz Chayai Mimi Echad Bekarov Alai Mireim Lechol Es Besari Tzarai V'Oivai Li Heima Kashalu V'Nafalu Im Tafane Alai Mafane Lo Yira Libi Im Tokum Alai Milchama B'Zos Anibotaya Achas sha'alti me'eis Adonai, osa avakesh, shifti b'veis Adonai, kol yimei chayai, lach zos b'noam Adonai, ulevaker v'heichavo, Kiyat spine nibisuko, the yomra, yastire, nibise, sara holo, bitsur yoromene, yata yorum roshi, aloi vice, vivosai, vez bechob, oh holo, zilche trua, ashira vazamra ladonai, shema adonai, koli akra, vichane nivaini, lecha amar libi, bakshu panai, espanecha adonai, avakesh, Al taster fanecha mimeni, al tas ve'af avadecha, ezrasi ha'yisa, al ticheni v'al tazveni, Elohei ishi, ki avi v'imi azavuni, v'adonai yasveni, horeni adonai darkecha, unacheni b'orach mishor, l'man shorerai, al titneni v'nefer tarai, ki kamu vi eidei sheker, v'yifeich kamas, Lulei hemanti liros v'tuv Adonai v'eretz chayim, kavei al Adonai, chazak v'yameit libecha v'kavei al Adonai. And we're going to say, Kapitel Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hama'alos mimamakim k'rasicha Adonai, Adonai shim'a b'koli, Tihiyena oznecha kashuvos lekol tachanai. Im avon tishmarya Adonai mi'amod. Ki imechas licha leman tivarei. Ki vis yadonai kivsa nafshi v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafsh ladonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki im Adonai hachesed v'harveim ofidus. V'hu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonotav. We're going to say the Misha Beirach for Polim. Misha Beirach, Avoseinu Avram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David v'Shlomo, v'yivarech v'yirapei asacholim. Avor shanachnu mispavolim b'avram, b'sfarza kadosh baruch hu, imalei rachamim aleihem, l'achlimam ul'rafosam, ul'achlikam, ul'achiyosam. Yishlach lahem heir refuah shalema min hashamayim l'ramach evareihem u'shasagi deihem v'sol shar chole Yisrael refuah hanefesh refuah haguf ashto bagola u'vizman kariv v'nomar amein. And to conclude with Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batzora u'vashivya ha'omim bein bayom u'vein bayabasha. Hamakom yirachem aleihem v'yotziyeh mitzara lirvacha u'me'afeila l'ora u'mishibud l'gula hashto v'agola u'bizman kariv v'nomar amein.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Friedman. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova. And may the Ravona Sholom, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Penny Dunner of Beverly Hills Synagogue, the Young Israel of North Beverly Hills in California. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.